turunduse täht.
One that I've noticed recently, and it's gone a bit viral. At least last check today, at least on YouTube, it's over 52 million. It's by a car company, it's by Hyundai. And they created this campaign called A Message to Space. And they did something surprising for me. Thinking about, I wasn't thinking about buying a car, but I came across this. When you think about making a purchase, especially a car, which is not a small exchange of value in both directions, there's an element of logic, obviously, that comes in. You know, if you've got a family, you know, you're probably not, hopefully not buying a two-seater Porsche or a coupe, but you're, you know, looking at some logic. I need so many seats, and I need to be dependable, and I live out in the countryside, so I need to be four-wheel drive. Okay, so you get the logic. But the thing that really tips it, you're not going to buy it unless you emotionally identify with the car. There's a gut feeling that's going to come where you're going to feel good about it. And most car campaigns have a hard time connecting with an emotional side. Most of them are just about, it's a sexy looking car, it's sleek, it's functional, and so forth. But tapping the emotion is, you know, kind of the holy grail of a really good ad campaign. And this one surprised me a little bit. So the story is this video. It's about 5 minutes long. And what they did is there's this little girl in the United States, and her father happens to be an astronaut, and he's currently stationed on the International Space Station. So he's gone for, you know, 6 months at a time, rotating the Earth. And she came up with this idea that she'd love to send him a message. But the kind of message she wanted to send him was something that he could actually see from space, looking out the window. So you can understand, that's a really big message. So she teamed up with Hyundai. And what they did is they went all over the United States looking for a dry lake bed. And they looked at, you know, probably a dozen of them. And they found one in Arizona in the Southwest, gigantic one that they knew you could see pretty clearly. And it's, in a sense, think of it as a clean slate of sand, hard-packed sand. And so they took a number of their high-end cars. They outfitted all the cars with spiked tires, so it would kind of chew up the sand as it drove over it. And using very carefully coordinated GPS control, she hand-wrote a message to her father, said, "Steph loves you." And they etched this out in this desert-dry lake bed. And it's now set the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest car-generated image. Now, I'm not sure that's a very large category in Guinness Book of World Records, but it's now the largest. And then they show the father, you know, rotating over the planet and seeing this clearly and taking a picture of it. And so it's a really neat way. It wasn't about the car, but it was about the kind of company and connecting to what is a very emotional connection between this daughter and this father. And I thought it just was a really neat way to position what normally is not, you know, an emotional car company. So, and I think just by the nature of 52 million hits, they seem to have hit a home run with it. And it's been taking off really well.
Very good. I have also one campaign, also emotional, really. Yeah. And this was provided from someone from our office provided it as a candidate. And it was specially targeted to moms. We have Mother's Day here in Estonia, the second Sunday of May. So it's probably a bit different time compared to some other countries in the world. But the second Sunday is Mother's Day in Estonia. And the campaign was, I think it was Pandora, a jewelry company, that was running the campaign. And the idea was that it was also a viral campaign the children blindfolded had to find out which one was the mother. Out of different women. And I don't know now, I can't see how many hits it had, but it was so interesting that I remember seeing it in one of our main media portals. So it really draw people's attention.
Yeah, and I think that the challenge with emotion is you've got to make sure, and this is the hardest part, is it connects to what you're trying to sell. So, you know, it's not that hard to create an emotional commercial. I mean, similar to emotional scenes in movies. But it could really easily be disconnected from what you're trying to actually position. And if the audience does not make that connection, then you've lost the opportunity. So what I liked about this is this message would not have been possible had it not been for Hyundai taking the time with their brand new cars that they're launching, etching this out into the desert. So there's a very clear connection to make this message possible. But if it were done some other way, but the whole effort was just sponsored by Hyundai or funded by Hyundai, but it had no dependency on the cars itself, I would have lost that connection. So I think that's the challenge with trying to communicate emotion.
Very good. Do you know, Scott, that now we need to choose the one out of the two who will win the award, and I'll leave the hard part for you to start with. Out of the two campaigns we have one, the Honda campaign, and the other candidate, the Pandora's campaign with the children blindfolded, finding the mothers, and it's also very emotional one. So which one do you think would get the award?
Well, it's, I mean, I'm biased because of the one that connected with me with the Hyundai, and I actually haven't seen the Pandora one, so I feel like I'm jaded in terms of making the decision. You know, I'd probably make a more balanced one if the two of us spent some time looking at each other's links, so I could sense the emotion. But with lack of information, I would go with the Hyundai one.
Okay,